He's not coming today, yeah.
He's out of town.
Yes.
In Europe.
I call the February 21, 2023 regular board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
Great. It is 7:01. Commissioner Bourne? Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey is out of town.
Okay. Moving to consent agenda items, A through C are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from consent agenda items? No? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving to matters from the public, it's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. Okay, that's no. Then we will move to the financial report. 11 months of the fiscal year are complete. John will provide a synopsis of the report.
Okay. Thank you, President Brooks. Good evening, everyone. So just to quickly go down here, department by department, page 62 of the board packet, of the board packet tonight. So starting with the rec department, as we look at prior month, so about $245,000 of revenue came in, driven primarily by kids club, gay hot camp, girls, and aquatics camp, which made up about 50% of that revenue. As we look at children's circle, we're about so $86,000 of the $115,000 decrease in the bottom line there is related to one-time grant revenue that we received in fiscal year 22. So that is $86,000 the difference. The remaining $30,000 are one-time smaller capital-related expenditures, so some buttons that we purchased and play models that we purchased for children's circle. Fitness department is right there, looking good still at slightly under $5,000 running over expenditures. Beach and boating, not a lot going on with beach and boating. Obviously, this time of year, the expenses are trickling in, but not too much to speak to for either of those departments. As we get into lots, we have a better idea now of where we're going to wind up at fiscal year end. So, as we expected, and similar to what happened with the beach revenue, that leveled off a bit from the COVID bounce that we saw in the previous year, we're still looking pretty good as it relates to our budget. We might not hit our budget exact, might fall a little short of it, pretty similar to what where we landed on the beach. Still a very strong year, comparatively speaking, with as of January 31, 2020, still much stronger. So, again, the shift to the season pass model here, just a new norm, I think, is what we're seeing here. As far as the expenditures go, slightly higher this year due to the replacement of the hot water tank that was done and some higher maintenance. The general administrative department is lower with their expenditures as it's been all year. Again, that's because of the direct allocation of the health insurance expense. Parks department has been lower, trending lower all year in expenditures. Again, that's driven by increases in personal expenditures, salaries, and benefits of their health insurance. The rec admin department, we had an increase this month of about $257,000 in revenue. Big chunk of that is property tax revenue that I'm having to report was pretty much fully collected at this point. So it was delayed, but we did help them request on our prior levy. The corporate admin fund, same scenario, about $428,000 came in this month, and we did reject property taxes. With that, I think I'm going to answer your question.
Governor's budget address included money for universal preschool and childcare. Would we get either or any of that
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today. I don't think there's anything concrete outlined in there that would directly come to us.
Okay. It's more of like a State of the Union, but no details yet on that.
Unless you've seen any specific line item.
I mean, I haven't read the budget that closely.
Yeah.
But in Crane today, and I did not let my subscription renew, so I couldn't quite get everything. But it sounded like they were going to give additional money to existing child care centers, and then the goal was to create more openings. So I wasn't clear if the money was going to be existing places, or like how are they creating more spots. Like it sounded like it was an availability issue and not just an expense issue, and I didn't understand it.
So it was a capital item associated. They had it last year where they made dollars available for construction grants, so mm-hmm. you can build, expand current facilities or build new ones. Mm-hmm. With us, that really doesn't help us because we're ending over 100. We go to a super center, and that adds additional barriers for us to staff. So cautiously optimistic, but I haven't seen anything yet that is in the optimism that it's going to help our situation.
And I'm confused about universal pre-K, right? So is that tuition assistance, or are they starting like just publicly run? We're not sure yet.
So we're going to be watching as it develops.
Okay.
Not a lot of details were put out with it, so we'll work with IEPD to figure out what exactly that means for us in this world, but we don't have the details yet.
It sounds like
we're hopeful.
Focusing on the physical construction and the construction industry as opposed to the actual problem, which is we can't get people to work.
We're not sure of that yet. That's
we're
what we're going to
sure.
wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did.
They didn't say how they were.
7, which is considerably far in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. Interesting. Okay.
So as soon as we have more details, we'll report back.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Very good question.
I should have asked her.
This is new.
Like, oh, maybe it's
too new. Any other questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Then we will move to the executive director report. Lisa Shepherd will review items in her report.
Great. I just want to highlight a few things just to make you aware. Watts is closing for the season on Sunday, February 26th. So usually it's the 28th, but we don't really get a lot of traction on Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not extending the season just based on the weather forecast and also our construction timeline. So the final day will be Sunday at the end of the close of business day.
I just remembered I have a kid who has a birthday this week. Totally forgot about it. So when you said that, thank you so much for saying you're closing Watts. It's usually a thank you.
The administrative team, John, Becky, myself, and Jenny are working on the personnel policy manual, updating that. Once every 10 years, we do a very comprehensive look. Obviously, we update it through the years of any new laws and stuff. So this is going through line by line. So we anticipate this project taking close to a year, and then we'll bring it back to the board to review. In addition, I will be doing a comprehensive review of our ordinance, which has not been done. At least in the last 10 years, I have never done it. So we're going to go through. Obviously, we've added things, but I'll take a comprehensive review looking at other park districts and looking at that. So that'll take a while to complete also. We are doing our staff survey. It'll probably be closer in March. We are going to a third-party source. We found a source that's very affordable. So we're going to be outsourcing that for the first time this year to see what kind of results we get on that. So we're excited about that. So it'll be delayed a couple weeks as we set that off up. We found someone at conference that we really interviewed, and Becky and John did, and I know the individual in the field, so I feel we'll get good results back on that. Obviously, the draft was discussed 2 weeks ago at committee. We're making final changes, and we'll bring it to approval at the March board meeting. I just want to draw your attention to the comprehensive plans. We could talk about it now, and this is something that will be in the action items, just to give a little update on this. As in your, indicated in your packet, every 10 years, best practice, especially for our accreditation, to redo our comprehensive plan. If you look back in the past 10 years, we've done a lot of the projects in our plan. And with the pandemic and everything that's happened in the world, we're excited about venturing into a new comprehensive plan. So that will be both our master plan, which it looks at our infrastructure, and our strategic plan that kind of looks like the operational issues. So we'll be doing both of those. We interviewed two very good firms. I think we're lucky to have both of them interested in working with the Glencoe Park District. And the administrative team, Bart and Lisa, sat in on the interviews, and we had some good discussions with both of the parties. After reviewing both, and we put the plans or the proposals in the board packet, the team preferred 110% Inc., and for a number of reasons. One was community input. We felt they really collected essential qualitative and quantitative data and involved in a mix of in-person events that they would do and also a survey out to the community. Their planning approach is very unique, so when they bring in one of their facilitators, she offers a 100 Lego series play, and that's been proven to draw out more information out of individuals as they're having conversations and helping bring effective solutions. Their analysis includes SWOT, but also a PEST analysis, so that's political, environmental, societal, technological, which the other firm did not do. Like I said, both firms are very well respected. We couldn't have gone wrong with either, but we thought 100% brought a little bit more to the table, such as an actual plan at the end of it, and then that PEST analysis that we talked about, and also a review of our recreation facility programs. They were a little bit more money, but if you really broke it down, which John did for us, their plan includes 975 hours of work compared to 581 by the other firm. So we could get close to double the amount of hours for staff, for board, community engagement, recreation program analysis we talked about, and implementation plan. I have went back to them after discussing with the board members, and I asked if they could take out a little bit of out of the program as far as really diving into what TACIF and Watts need as far as facility improvements, because we have a very robust capital plan already. We know when our roofs need to replace, our air conditioning. We didn't really need as much in that, so they're going back and retooling that, and then we're going to add in instead a look at water management, lake storm. And we've already worked with Baird, so we'll probably have Baird come in on that and update some of the plans they have for that. And we've also asked them to bring in, for this facility in particular, safety. There's a couple companies out there that just direct fully on community center safety enhancements. And I think that's really what we need to look at, both here and at Watts, more than anything else. I think our plan is pretty straightforward on that. And so I told her we did not want to go over the price, but we wanted to add those two things out in lieu of some of those other things. And she was more than receptive to that. So that was great suggestions from different board members. So just want to know if I know we've talked individually, Lisa and I, with the board members, but after thinking about it, is there any other questions you'd like to ask or any discussions you'd like to have?
I just had a couple comments just being on the plan commission.
Sure.
That was interesting because the village is really doing a ton for their comprehensive plan that I think is more like 110%. So I think like what they're doing, you know, they came to us, right? And weirdly, I don't know if this is normal, but their consultant comes to every plan commission meeting and talks to us. It just must be a lot of hours. But
yeah.
They have a website for comments. They set up outside of hometown. They have a survey. They're having multiple town hall meetings. The first is going to be at Writers Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like like doing like activities for kids, families can come in. I mean, they're going all out, so it's interesting. I don't know what the schedule is going to be, but it's almost like they're setting the bar really high for outreach because they're doing so much. So I don't know if that's a normal comprehensive plan approach, but it seems like 110% is going to do, would do some of those.
Exactly.
As well.
Right. That's what we really like, that about 110%. They'll come out to our activities. We get a lot of families, and they'll also reach out to non-users, which is equally important for us. But yes, it's definitely higher, more community engagement as far as getting out into programs, soliciting info. I don't know. Erin asked a lot of questions in the meeting.
Was similar to
exactly. Yep.
They just had a lot of different opportunities. They wanted people to have different channels to communicate in person, online, over the phone, and that's what we really liked about them compared to the other team that was doing for a long time.
And I think more special events engaging too, rather than just from the blackboard to write your idea, they actually were really engaged. So like the Thursday night concert.
And we can ask specific questions. So if there's something that we really want to drill down, we can ask them to ask those questions and those community engagement to help us better plan.
And it's really two kinds of things. One for the qualitative and one for the quantitative.
Yep.
Which we thought was kind of
exciting.
That's, yeah.
They were so impressive. I mean, I was so impressed with them across the board. But that area was how do we get the information, how do we get them to respond, and what dynamic sites we set up. And I was amazed when they said, you know, one of the things you might do is go to a New Trier High School, because those students are very similar and the teachers are similar to what our needs are here. They were, so I don't think you could go any, from what I've heard, I don't think you could get more creative and persistent than 110%. I think it's probably very similar to what we're seeing.
And how often are they going to interact with the board? I guess it's kind of a question. Like, is this mostly kind of a staff and public, and then they come to us, or like, is this going to be a relationship?
Yeah, I forgot how many it's built into the plan, how many exactly meetings with the board, but it is. They come and talk to you. We'll have a kickoff meeting. There will be more labor-intensive for you, more meetings that we'll have to attend, but they also reach out to different community groups, so we'll be inviting all the other governmental organizations, just like they did. We'll also be reaching out to all the community groups that use our services, baseball, GGHP, everything like that. They reach out to those too. But no, it's a very engaging. Will they be at every meeting? No. To be honest, that's a lot.
And that also takes the hours away.
Takes the hours away, but they do, the board is very vested in this and very participatory in this process.
They were energized. Everybody around the table of like, how do we explore certain things, or, how do we do our research or whatever. And one of my concerns was, in this process, do we somehow waste our time as we fill in page up? And that wasn't like that at all.
No.
They were dynamic thinkers who wanted to do, and they sent the head of each firm, they didn't send staff.
Yeah.
They wanted to do a really good job.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed.
The landscape architect firm we've never used before, which is, I like, because it's bringing in a fresh perspective. But when we were talking, she did her homework, and she's like, I've known you've replaced, 10 or how many playgrounds we've had in the last 10 years. She goes, I'm interested to see what else you can do with those spaces. She talked about water retention in parks, pathways, beautification. So it's not just all about playgrounds or athletic fields, but it's also other things we can do with the space as we move forward through those. Because most of our playgrounds will last another 5 to 10 years, so it's really more about some of those other things we can do, which was I liked her approach.
Focused on stuff we can afford.
Yes.
Rather than stuff just to build those things,
right.
Which we really liked.
And not just drawing attention to the issue or the problem or the need, but how are you going to address the need?
Yeah. They said this plan is not for next year. It's for, 2050? So we're looking, they're going to look in this plan is going to be what is sustainable in 2050. James Fock, who's one of the leaders, she has known the challenge boards, which I like. She'll say, if this board wanted to build a swimming pool, she says she would challenge you to why. Is that a need or want? And can you afford this pool and its infrastructure and the staffing 20, 30 years from now when the pool is, you know, needs replacement? So really big on cost recovery and making sure you build what you can afford in the community.
Did they read our minutes by any chance?
I would guess they did. If you were, when they asked some of the questions or answered some of our questions, I would believe they did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they really did their homework because they're not as familiar with us. I am familiar with both firms, and I've attended institutes and schools with both firms. They're both, ironically, both of them are agents of change, which is a movement that started about 7 years ago that you had to be invited into, and they're talking about how park districts are changing and how you can be innovative. They're both part of that, so it was ironic. So we sent it out to 7 different firms, and these were the two, some of them combined, but those are the two that returned it back.
You commented about the focus on the non-users, and that was really impressive. Was
yes.
How do we get you into our parks? How do we get you into the programs? What are you looking for that we
right.
have? And I thought that was just so, it was so valuable.
Right.
And it was that was really important.
Right. It is, because there's people that we maybe will never take our programs, but they use our parks, and how do we make sure that this is a valuable resource for them, that we're providing what they need. So. The process will take about a good year to complete. So 9 months to a year. Hopefully start off towards the end of March, probably after spring breaks. We'll do a kickoff. We still have to figure that timing out. And then from there we'll draw a schedule down and have it all to you beforehand. So I anticipate there'll be members from the community on the group as President Brooks rolls off. She may stay on as a citizen, and then we have a new board member coming on. We'll go in this place. So it'll be a very engaging process, I think. And we did bring up that we told them the village is also doing their comprehensive plan, and we said, you know, we can get information from them that has to do with that they may have collected inadvertently about park districts based on their black wall or something. They're like, oh, we'll take that information and incorporate it in. We also talked about survey fatigue or engagement fatigue, because we're both doing it and people get tired. And so they're aware of that. They're like, oh, thanks for letting us know. So they'll work that into the plan also. Yeah. I think our schedule will be a little faster than the village's. So, any other questions? Okay, that'll be an action item for later. Let's talk about, we're going to be starting up in our construction mode pretty soon. Kyle's about to become very busy. So the lakefront bids have been released, so we'll be getting those in very soon. I believe they come to committee in...
So timeline is around the street right now. Pre-bid meeting will be Monday the 27th. Our bid opening is the 9th of March, so we should have discussion at March committee and hopefully recommendations before the board for the March regular board meeting.
Yep. And then we also have Watts starting April 3rd. There'll probably be some pre-work done by our staff prior to that, or things like getting ready, but we're also looking at a date for the groundbreaking. It will not be that Easter weekend. There's too many people gone. I'm hoping legislators are still in town the following weekend, so I'm just waiting to get confirmation on that from them. So hopefully we'll have that one, but we won't do it that weekend. As we indicated before, we do, and that's why I'm hoping they're still in town, because you have to look at their schedule.
Right.
So things will probably start happening before that, but it's ceremonial anyways. The crib wall project with the village is also happening. We're going to send out communication to all the neighbors. We have boards to go up, this is for all the projects in the parks. I just want to make you aware, because there's a lot of stuff going on. So at the beach, we have the crib wall, we have the park. The beach will never be closed, but it won't be as easy access as it has in the past. So we'll have signage up, we'll have people directing when we need to, just in case you get any calls. We'll send you the letters that we're sending out to neighbors so you're aware, but you as board members may get what's happening at the beach so that you're fully informed of that. At Watts, we'll have construction fence up. The team has already met with South School, which is also doing construction this summer. So we'll be working with that to make sure that everything's working well with that. They are using Hitchcock to do their work, so we have a relationship with that. And then even with when we put the pickleball courts up, we'll just have to, it's kind of a, I guess you would say a soft launch because we'll have to work around construction and things like that. We'll be able to get them in and have the construction fence, but it won't be the most idyllic. It'll be loud. So just so you know, did that, we'll have to work around all that. But the end result will be good. We're hoping to have the beach project's done by July 3rd, and the crib wall too, I think, right?
Crib wall might be a little bit later. But the bulk of that work should also be wrapped up. I think we had the July 15th as the crib wall.
Around the same time.
Lake Front Park was on July 3rd.
So you're trying to get it done before the... We could either choose to do it after July or before, but the beach gets really nice and warm in August, so we really wanted this all done before then. So... it'll be a year of pain for a lot of gain in the future. So,
What are the hours of construction normally? I'm just trying to think, like, are there good pickleball times? Because I'm guessing we already have people who are unhappy about pickleball, and then I guess I can see complaints. Do we want to, like, advertise?
We put the construction hours in the letters to all the neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it ends at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and usually the construction will be wrapping up by 3:30. I think the noise ordinance, I don't know, Aaron, you pulled
I'm
up.
Trying to
there's the noise ordinance.
And then are there hours on pickleball play? Like, are we having no lights?
We still haven't planned how it all is going to work, but traditionally we've had nights for floor hockey. So we call it floor deck hockey thing. And so if we have night hours, we'll correspond it with deck hockey. So if we have deck hockey going on with the lights on, we'll do pickleball at the same time.
So there'll be hours at night.
Yeah.
There's going to be three different types. There's going to be open play. There's going to be more structured play where they kind of match play. And then there's going to be our activities. So our kid and adult lessons, which have exploded recently. How that's all going to work, we still have to figure out. The other complexity we have is South School's playground is going to be unusable for the month of May, so they're probably going to use the sports court to have a recreation area, so they might fall in as well. So again, there's a lot of moving parts there that we have to come back and forward with, and we'll present that when we have a bit more concrete information.
It's not the best launch for the pickleball.
That's why we're calling it a soft launch. So we're not doing a huge amount of advertisement for it because of this, but we figured it's better to address some of the issue rather than none of the issue, right? If we would have held off until next year, well, at least we could have some play at night in the morning if they don't mind noise.
I don't know why pickleballers would mind. Why would pickleballers mind noise? I don't. Why would that be a problem?
Well, it's loud when you're playing if you have construction behind you. It's not going to be
okay, it's not perfect, but, you know, my guess is they're so hungry for play space that if there's some construction noise that, listen, there's nothing they can do about it, they'll live with it to play, or they'll go play somewhere else.
Is there any word on when the new advent grants are going
to
be
approved? Yeah, we're hoping any second now. So
they said the 28th.
They did say the 28th. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we find out 28th. And then they also announced again the ASLAS will be released again next year for the same amount, which was, how much was it, 500? 56
million.
56? For, and what's the cap of it? It would be 600, not 500. They moved it up to 600,000. So they released again. We don't have a project for that one, but if we don't get this time, we can put it out again because they had record numbers. So not giving up. We're hopeful next week. You'll be getting a text from me.
Wow.
Or maybe you might hear me scream if you get it.
There's a grant for the crib wall, isn't there?
There's actually two grants. So the village got a grant, and then we also got a grant for another portion of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we received a lot of grants.
So we each got our own grant separately.
Yes.
The village got the DCEO grant for the crib wall on the west side of the lower ramp, or the roadway.
Yeah.
And we got a voting access area development grant through IDNR for a new retaining wall on the east side of the down slope of the roadway. So we're able to both kind of
That's interesting.
Any other questions on the construction part of it? The summer spring summer guide should be out tomorrow. We're hoping it was out today. This week. So we're excited to offer.
But it's online.
Other than that, I just put some more details about our very successful programming in the brochure. If anybody has any, or in the my packet, if anybody has any questions on that. A lot of good information in there. Okay.
I did notice, Erin, our most popular Instagram and Twitter post in January.
Did you like that?
I did like that. I was like, what? And also, Messy Morning sounded fantastic. I would love to send my kids to Messy Morning. What? How many people went to? Wasn't it like?
It was incredible.
It
was 300 in the pocket, and I was shocked.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I don't remember, because I didn't go on the last time I went. I don't think it was even close. I've never been before, but I went this time anyway.
It's hard to find free things for families. We know some people from other communities stopping by because it's got quite a good reputation.
How do they even know about it?
These
get out
quickly.
Various platforms. Got it.
So we might have to do what we did for our Watts Below Zero event. It was free to pass holders, and then if you wanted non-residents, you had to pay money for the, you know, some things were free, some weren't.
Yes, right.
So Messy Mornings, we might have to go to that model because it was so many people. This year we might have to go to it for residents free, because what it started out as, Messy Mornings started out as kind of a come see what our program has to offer and get them in our building, they could talk, and now it's turned into, it was a lot.
Massive free fun.
Kyle still is just
getting over it.
Not sure if he loves this program or not, but it's very nice. So
teachers said they didn't even recognize most of the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
was
the
original goal of that, especially was to draw people into our preschools. So because now it's our pre-registration.
Okay. So
for next school year. So that's a good thing.
That's what I bought it for.
That's what it was originally designed for. Now it's so we might.
If a lot of people come, I guess that's what you want, right?
But definitely got to follow.
Outside the community, they're very much less likely to join the preschool here. That's
right.
True.
Yeah. We just don't have room. More than likely. Yeah. Right. So we might look at just charging a non-resident fee to kind of do that.
I heard Watts Below Zero. My daughter did the roller skating, and then she did the bumper cars.
Yeah.
She said the bumper car. Well, she said Sweetheart Dance was the most fun she's ever had in her life.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
The bumper cars replaced the Sweetheart Dance.
But both Park District activities.
They were both Park District activities. Also, I was going to see how expensive ceramics was, and I saw this sauna on the beach.
Did you miss the beach?
We're bringing a sauna to the beach.
Oh, come on.
We are. Bobby found
it. I've been advocating for a sauna.
Mobile sauna.
At the beach.
On the trailer.
Oh, are you kidding? When is this?
Yeah.
It's on a good website.
It's 25th. Half hour slots, $20.
Wait.
Old wood burning.
Are you doing the firing front? Because he also brings the little.
His solo stuff,
Yeah.
Wait, that's this Saturday?
No, March
25th.
Okay,
it's melted, but the water is there.
And okay.
And it fits six people, right?
All right.
Fits six people?
It's a whole half hour from.
It's pretty cool. I went to a event at the flower farm, and they had it there, and I walked inside it, and I had the.
He does a really great job. So, and he's got down the beach. He's already tested it. So we're looking. If it's successful, we may institute a more like monthly activity for people. So there's a lot of health benefits. It fits our mission.
That's great.
And it's fun.
Going to sauna, jump in the lake.
Yeah. I think that
was Bobby. Bobby found this one. He's like, what do you think of that? I'm like, I love it.
It's a great
one. I'm volunteering that day.
Yeah. I think I will have to, too. But talking about the Sweetheart Dance.
You can see your two neighbors in their swimsuits.
That was great.
Yeah. You can rent out the whole thing for you six of your closest friends.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Six people total, but you can rent out a time slot.
Yeah.
So you
do commissioners have any kind of priority on time slot? Oh, I could totally get. Oh, I'm doing this.
Love it. The Sweetheart Dance, speaking of that, is we held it at the NSSRE facility in their main room, and it was just that's such a beautiful room, and also
it
brings families who probably weren't even aware what NSSRA was or what this facility that is right here. So it brought a lot of awareness to NSSRA, which was one of our goals doing that, but it worked out very well. So I'm glad your daughter and I went that night, and everybody was having a great time. So,
so
and it was called Sweetheart Dance.
Yes.
Not Daddy Dog, I'm sorry, Sweetheart Dance. Very inclusive. We're changing our names to be more inclusive. So we had a lot of families attend, or just mother and child or son or anybody who wanted to could attend. So we were happy to do that.
That's so good.
But the bumpers were a big thing at Wasp Below Zero.
They
always
have. Yeah. An hour before we opened for that
kids club.
To use. So the crowds were definitely not.
Good.
Those were a great idea.
Yeah. Well, we did notice that we switched the weekend because of the awful weather the first time. This was definitely let more people out of town, and the reservations made the event, I think, for everybody much more pleasant. It wasn't just the mobs waiting an hour in line, which no one likes to do, so spread out and lots of activities. So.
Are your kids still going? I remember we talked about this years ago. Are your kids still going?
So Thea was there, like one of her friends, they were doing like a homework assignment they had to do out of an adventure.
Oh!
Or adventure, I don't know what they were doing. I dropped her off, picked her up. And I had to work, but Ava wanted to go.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right.
Okay, then we will move to action items. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 949 for the commitment of $850,000 of the corporate fund balance and $550,000 of the recreation fund balance for future capital projects as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve and authorize the Executive Director to sign a 12-month contract through NIMEC, NIMEC, for electricity services as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? I actually had a quick question. There is still the pending green.
Yes.
We can
add that.
How much that is in dollars? I was just curious. You don't have to answer.
We don't have the information yet, but based on last committee meeting, directed us to investigate more.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has actually invested that in something else, but we're not prepared to present that today.
Sounds good.
But we can add
this
that.
This is separate anyway,
yes,
so that's
and we
fine.
Can add it anytime.
Yeah, so I was just curious as to what that amount would look like. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the purchase of 6 modular pickleball courts from Sport Court through the Sourcewell contract in the amount of $79,971 as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
The brochure was so incredible. The colors in there are amazing.
Yes.
I want one.
I want one in my backyard.
They sure did have enhanced colors in there, didn't
they? Oh, they did.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
But that was amazingly fascinating to look at all these places that have these different courts. It was really interesting.
It was a court of Microsoft. I think they had different colors on
them. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the purchase of the playground surfacing from Forever Lawn in the amount of $133,139.30 through the Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing Agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Shaking it up, I see.
I figured I shouldn't have been covering.
All right.
Anything? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve a contract with 110% for a comprehensive plan not to exceed $198,000 as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion?
It's so silly, it's just me, but I read it three times. And can you say, like, with the firm 110%? Just if anyone...
I know.
Oh, I know. Like,
I know. I know. As soon as I said... Yeah, I know.
Yes. Can we go after the minutes?
Yeah. Should I... Can I restate
yes.
it? Okay. May I restate it? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve a contract with the firm 110% for a comprehensive plan not to exceed $198,000 as presented.
So moved.
Any more discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the change to change the March regular committee meeting to March 14th, 2023, as presented.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, so we will move to other business. Lisa Shepherd will present her information if you have any
I just have one thing. We just got the announcement from IAPD that the legislative conference that's down in Springfield is going to be May 2nd and 3rd, so May 2nd is a committee meeting. So if there's a possibility, can we switch that committee meeting to May 9th, if needed? There may be a chance if it's not even needed, but just in case.
Yeah, it's better for me anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a grandchild due the day before that, so I'd really rather move it. Wait.
May
2nd. Yes.
We would cancel it. We would switch to May 2nd one and move it to May 9th.
That would be better. Are we going to do that, or is it just if?
If. We may not. If we don't need it, but we won't know until closer, because a lot of it has to do with if we need discussions on any construction items. So we're going to keep it on your schedule, and then if we don't need it...
The sooner I know, the better.
Yeah. We'll probably know... At least probably a month out, but if it was, you probably could call in if you were out of town. Or
Yep.
When does the new term start?
They start at the board meeting, which is
16th
May 16th.
So is that potentially your last?
That would be your last
fully
meeting.
That's my last.
Yeah.
There's no
not potential no about it. Jordan gets sworn in, he gets kicked out.
They can never say goodbye if I don't attend.
But that's the board meeting, not the committee. She has to be there for the board meeting on the 16th.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's so funny. All
okay.
Right. Anything else?
Other than that, I have nothing else.
So you have no other business?
I have, other than that, one piece of item, nothing else.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have some.
You do?
Business. May I have some other business?
Sure, you can.
Yes, Lisa mentioned to me this week in a conversation about something fully ridiculous, I don't know what it was, that this is her 10-year anniversary.
Oh my God! What the heck? How sweet! Is that why this meeting moved so fast?
That is sweet!
There's alcohol and everything?
Yes, Lisa.
After 10 years I get alcohol? Nice.
Champagne, no less.
Oh my God.
Which we know you don't like, but you're getting it. Yeah, it's a celebration.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
It's
oh, that's very sweet. Oh my gosh. I'm so shocked. That's why the meeting went so fast. No, I had no clue. Why Bobby got up, I didn't know. I'm like, what the heck?
Well,
gee, what the heck, guys?
Well, first of all, welcome. Look at this crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness. These wonderful... Oh, it's so so good to see everyone. Hi, Chris.
Wait now here. But this wasn't on the agenda.
It's other business.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't on your agenda.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's so nice. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
He's not getting fired.
So, we could say a few words or I could read this.
You want to read that?
She's going to the podium and everything. Oh my God. Hi, Andre.
Okay. This is the crazy thing that sounds like the Middle Ages, but here we go. Glen Hill Park District, Lisa Elma. Is it Marie?
Yeah. Oh, I was named before Elvis's daughter. I'm just putting that out there. So. That's it. You're like,
OG.
Okay.
Oh, Lisa M. Shepherd, 10 years of service, resolution number 950. Whereas Lisa M. Shepherd was employed by the Glencoe Park District as the executive director on February 20th, 2013, whereas in realization of her consistent commitment of high energy passion and expertise to the betterment of services and facilities, whereas her service dedication and leadership abilities were an asset through a period of rapid growth of facility and park renovation and technological advancement, whereas she led the district in completing over $15 million worth of capital projects for the betterment of the community, whereas Lisa led the team when we were awarded the 2019 NRPA National Gold Medal for Excellence and as a finalist in 2017 and 2018, whereas Lisa's contribution to sound policies and practices helped the district become an IPRA IAPD distinguished accredited agency. Whereas her expertise played a vital role in the Glencoe Park District achieving and maintaining a AAA rating, whereas due to Lisa's leadership, ingenuity, persistence, and connections within the IPRA and IAPD communities, the district was able to weather the COVID-19 pandemic and keep staff employed during the governor of the state of Illinois' Safe at Home order, whereas Lisa has served the Glencoe Park District in a loyal and faithful manner for 10 years, and the residents of Glencoe have benefited from her dedication, professionalism, and other contributions too numerous to note. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Glencoe Park District Board of Commissioners, representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the meritorious service of Lisa M. Shepherd and record it in the permanent records.
Oh my God. Permanent records. Just a lot.
So,
my gosh, I got a plaque and everything.
Okay. And it's
fun. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, I like it. Thank you.
Really nice. Something very nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that
lovely? Yeah.
And,
oh my gosh, so sweet. Where'd you guys all sign it?
Oh, we came in at different times.
Oh my gosh.
You must have left town.
Sneaky.
And Lisa, I just want to say,
I forgot it was my tenure.
This whole celebration was driven by the staff.
Oh, thanks, guys.
They knew it was your anniversary. They wanted to have a celebration. And I have to say, thinking about this,
I forgot.
How many times does staff want to celebrate their
Aww.
To the point that they want to have a party and bring people in. I think it really reflects
very sweet.
The way people think about you and your abilities and your performance as a manager and
Aww.
Just the person that you are and how well you represent Parks and Rec in every way. It's been such a pleasure to be working with you
you
all
too.
The commissioners.
So, oh my gosh.
I would hope that we might be able to have just a few minutes. I don't want you to cry. I don't want people to be able to.
I'm going
to
sit back down.
Are there any other people who would like to say a few words? Carol, it's so good
with laughing. I know, it's so good to see you, Carol.
So,
just very relaxed.
Unbelievable, but 10 years ago, February board meeting, I can remember being in this room, and Lisa was in the audience, and there was a contentious subject that came up, and the board at that time looked to Lisa as being the new leader of Park District. And in that moment, I, as a staff person, knew Lisa had my back and our back, the staff. And I guess from that moment forward, I knew that would be the case with Lisa all the time. And she was exactly what we needed at Flamingo Park District. And it was a great 10 years that I was a part of as being a staff person to Lisa. And to all the accomplishments that you brought to this district, which you said you were going to do, day one.
I might have.
She was a little off, but she definitely came through 110%. So thank you, Lisa, for one of the times in my own career, but for being who we needed to be to come into the district to lead us. Level, so.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you. I'll give you a hug later.
So you were going to have to say something in advance. Now that Carol has gotten up here, you know, I told me in this room, like I said, it's rare to stand on that side of the table. And, you know, the first thought I had was there was a meeting during COVID where our district team was in this room, and it was a hard meeting. And it was a meeting where we were going to chart the way forward for the district and we were going to create a recommendation for you, the board. And pretty much every other district in the industry was cutting and running on their staff. And they were letting people go, people who worked for them for 15, 20, 25 years. And what I remember was Lisa's leadership in that moment and recognizing that what made our district special wasn't the four walls of this room, it was the people who worked in it. And I took a very, very important lesson away from that day and that decision. And if I reached a point in my career where I was ready to leave the nest, Lisa was there for me and has continued to be there for me as a professional. And I'm very appreciative of everything that she's helped me in my career and the growth that I've had because of her. So today, Lisa, on your 10-year anniversary, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so from the board's point of view, the board, when Lisa came, wasn't like you guys, okay? We were in a dark place. We had not a lot of people wanted to come here. And Lisa took a chance on us and just exploded and made everything all better. And I still really appreciate the fact that you were willing to come here because it wasn't the way it is now. And she took a chance on us, and we are so... You guys are so great. We are all so grateful that you did, and it's been wonderful. I
mean, aww.
Now I went to the darker side, and I'm with Chris now. But I was at Watts Below Zero yesterday. It was great. All the stuff you did was great. So thank you. And really, thank you for taking a chance on us. We really did.
Aw, thanks.
So I want to echo what Hillary said. You did take a chance on us, and I remember what during the hiring process, the concerns you would tell us no. And we were so thankful that you did. And I want to just kind of share a conversation I had. It was at one of your, one of your park openings when Lisa Brooks, to know you're off the board out here, tell Lisa Sheffield you really think of her. I said, I agree with everything you did 90% of the time. She said, well, what do you mean 95% of the time? I said, 90% of the time. And the other 10% of the time, I came to realize that at least half of that time, you were right and I was wrong. And
wow.
And I can list what those things were. And you said that was the best compliment. And I said that's really the board, you know, got into a good dialogue. And I appreciate those times when we went back and forth. But you know, I'm glad you stuck your ground because more times than not you were right. So thank you very much for being right for 10 years. And we really appreciate everything you've done here. Thank you very much for what you've done for the Flamingo Park District and for the community. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, I'm going to be so tired.
Yeah, well, there's speeches.
There's speeches. Yeah, apparently it's speeches that no one told you about. Thanks, guys. God, what are you going to do when I retire?
Thank you. I'm not prepared.
So nice to see you.
You too. It is so exciting to be here. And I remember 10 years ago, so, and what a great decision the board made at the time, and all the accomplishments you've had over the decade. Not just the awards, but the real affection the community has about the Park District, which is there, but needed to sort of come back. And we can't thank you enough for what you've done for the community and hope you do it for many more years.
Oh, thank you.
I have one.
Oh, is that the whole thing typed out?
I'm going to have one page. I'll just read this. Every day since Lisa Shepherd joined Glencoe Park District as executive director 10 years ago, there have been individual activities, events, and accomplishments which were important and memorable for families here. At the board level, we see the big picture. We see exciting projects, summary information concerning the community's high regard for the Park District. But we seldom hear about the specific activities which Lisa and her staff have handled routinely and are so important to individual Glencoe residents. But I know one of those stories, and it started in Lisa's office 8.5 years ago. My son Stephen was in Glencoe Boy Scouts Troop 28. To achieve his Eagle Scout rank, he needed to complete a challenging project which would benefit our community. His desire to clear a site somewhere along the Green Bay Trail and install a permanent bike tire pump and repair station led us to Lisa's office in August of 2014 to explore possibly doing this in Shelton Park. I could tell Lisa knew exactly how to get this moving forward because the first thing she did was to politely tell me they didn't need me in the meeting and ask me to wait in the conference room. And I said, perfect. The project leader would present his proposal to the executive director after the interruption. Stephen emerged 15 minutes later with an appointment for a site visit with Rick Bold, director of Parks and Planning. The following spring, and with Rick's initial oversight, Stephen led the Boy Scouts clear a site of invasive species and dig out an area for the bike pump and repair station. In early summer, the concrete was poured and the pump and toolkit successfully installed. Stephen was quoted in the Pioneer Press and the Glencoe Anchor, quote, it is for any type of routine bike maintenance, or if you need to pump up your bike tires, you can do that too. I feel very proud because it shows I can accomplish what I put my mind to, so it's an empowering thing for me. Quote, this definitely would not have been possible without the immense cooperation of the Park District. He said, I expect to get a lot of use by hundreds of bike riders as they use a trail every day. So I know that's just one example of something that happens every day, every week. There's someone individually who is really empowered by the Park District, and you and your staff make that possible. So thank you very much.
Well, if I wouldn't own you to be a commissioner, I maybe would not kick you out of the room.
I was glad you did. I knew how to handle the situation.
Oh.
Lisa, I prepared a speech, and everything I wrote down has already been said, so I won't repeat. But I was thinking to myself before, what's the one way to describe Lisa? But it was basically being on the forefront of doing what's right, even if it's hard. And that's the one thing I'll remember about that last 10 years. You were talking earlier about the master plan that we've done so much of. It was 18 projects, $15 million, $4 million in grants, and an amazing amount of other opportunities for the community. It's pretty spectacular. From a personal perspective, you've been a great mentor, coach, friend, and I really appreciate that, respect it. I love working here. So, thank you. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Remember to play.
That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, gosh. Erin was the first person I hired.
That was what I was
doing. Oh, okay.
So one of the things that you always told us is we work hard and we play hard. And I have a little video.
Oh, God. I'm a little afraid. I totally forgot I did.
And it shows a lot of different costumes and t-shirts that we really enjoy. But it's been a pleasure to work for you for 10 years.
Me too.
It's almost my 10 years.
It's almost your 10 years.
So I've been here from almost day one.
Almost day. I posted that job before I even started.
Oh.
Well, Chris knows how to do this. Yeah.
Ready?
Gosh.
The speaker's on.
Look at that. I gave a little weight. They wouldn't really let me try this.
Street's gratitude for your 10 years of service to the community, $100 will be added to your paycheck.
That before or after taxes? I just want to know.
So here, that is proof that that is on.
Oh, okay. $100 right there. Got it.
And I do have a card as well.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, and why don't you just open that up?
Okay. Is it the $100? Ten. Oh. Wait. Oh.
On the back.
Oh, Evernote, I'm gonna see it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Well,
that's awesome.
Something we knew you would enjoy.
So, definitely. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Bobby and his team really worked hard to make all the pieces fit together so that we could make sure that you could get to the game.
That's awesome.
So it's our pleasure. And perhaps we shall have a glass of champagne.
Let's have a glass of champagne. Want to adjourn the meeting?
You need to get consensus.
Oh, I've got to fit. Oh, yeah, I was ready to go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I need to get consensus to move that motion for, yes, to move this special thing, this special, what do they call it? Resolution forward. Yes. I'd like to make a motion to move the resolution 950 forward.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Motion. Roll call vote, please.
Consensus.
And we have reached consensus. And we shall move it forward. Excellent.
There you go. Excellent. And now, do you want to end the meeting?
And we should probably end it.
I move to adjourn.
There you finally got one.
Okay. Well, let me entertain that motion. And
so moved.
Second.
Wonderful. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.